Blog Talk Radio.
Kobe Paul. Gloria, Gloria, God go by. 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 Gloria, Gloria, God go by.
Deeper than a mound, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it, tell it.
We are the champions.
everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes with your host, Evangelist Globe Pope in the house. Man, today, what's going on? We got everybody right here.
What's going on, beautiful people? Hope everybody enjoying this Sunday so far.
Okay, well, you got some static in the background back there. Sister Bangin' Pepper gone. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, how's everybody doing? This beautiful Sunday. I thank everybody for being in the house. And, well, wait a minute. Do my mom want to say something? Miss D, is that you rolling noise?
There's
a lot of noise going on down there. We might be having some technical difficulties.
Yeah, we got a little static. Miss D, help a sister out. Anyway, I just want to thank everybody for being on the air here today. I tell you, we got a few technical difficulties, but, you know, that don't stop our road. We still got to go. We got to do what we do. And before we get crunk, right here, we got Dr. Philip Dukes is out the house today.
Oh, no. I'm not going to bring that because he ain't called to tell me nothing. See, you don't just pop off. You got to be on the air.
But I noticed he had to preach today. He got to preach today, not the first Sunday. You know, he said the first Sunday he had to preach.
Is there
you understand, Mr. D, right?
Yes, sir. Is there a word from
you? You understand. Yeah, okay, well, anyway, we're going to pray before we get crunk right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us this week and all this year and all of our lives. Father, you have been on time because you are on time, God. We thank God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing Glorious Gospel Vibes with the victory in this radio broadcasting business. We thank you for our listeners and the host that's on the air every Sunday. We thank you. Father, we ask you to continue to bless each and every one of us, even our listeners, Lord God, and we ask you to touch the stats, Lord God, so they can even go more and more and more so that people can get the blessing of Glorious Gospel Vibes in their homes and in their ears. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, we praise you, we lift up and magnify your blessed name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, that's good.
There's the D. I can't hear you, baby. Oh, help me, Lord. Now, Mr. D got some technical difficulties on his end, but while we wait for him to get that together, we won't be defeated regardless of what's going on because the air's going to have to get right. Right here on Glorious Gospel by Damon Little in the house. Right here. Let's do this.
Because I come too far to let my problem get me down. Everybody help me sing it.
I won't be defeated.
Just can't give up now.
Life,
we deal with misery and strife.
much peer pressure.
You can make it, my brother.
And see that mama that lost a child on the street.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Woo-hoo. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, listen, Sister Vangelis, what you been doing here lately? Because, you know, I got some reports on through email, and I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Now, ain't nothing going on, baby, because let me tell y'all something. I tell you right now, ain't nothing going on. Because the Lord, my God, is always with me. So and I know ain't nobody gossiping on me. Ain't nobody can nobody be gossiping on me. No, Mr. G?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I've been getting a couple of emails about Sister Vangelis Peppercorn. They've been seeing her out and among the living. And they asked me a question about who usually dress Sister Vangelis Peppercorn. I told him, I don't know. She dressed herself, you know. Now, I don't know. Well, ain't nobody got no business in my business. Because, see, look. I wear what I want to wear. And people wear what they want to wear. And if the Lord want me to wear something different, I'll be wearing something different. And I know I look good, baby. I don't know what's going on. You might need to check your email. That ain't right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted to ask you, since we was on the air.
Don't be asking me that on no air. I might say the wrong thing. You know, we on the air.
Oh, have mercy.
Okay. Well, Mr. D, you sound much better now. Your technical difficulties have faded away, has gone. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I don't know what's going on with that.
Anyway, we need to go with gospel news right about now. Oh, Mr. D, you got that news going on, because I feel something going on in the air, you know, in the broadcasting air. I don't want to put it out there, you know, like that, but you know, something going on.
Hey, y'all.
Okay.
Well, y'all. When I came up with a title for this article, and I thought about Sister Peppercorn, but you know, this don't apply to her today.
Oh, Lord.
I titled this article A Special Kind of Stupid.
Now you know you're wrong.
Don't worry, I got this. Go ahead.
A Florida drug dealer calls 911 to report missing cocaine.
Oh, Lord, that's not his family, but
oh, Lord. Really?
Responding to a call about a burglary Sunday, police in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, discovered a very forthright man claiming to be a drug dealer in need of some assistance. David Blackman allegedly told deputies with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Department that a thief had broken in his car and swiped $50 in cash in addition to a quarter ounce of his cocaine, the Miami Herald reports. Authorities confirmed that the items seemed to be missing from what a 35-year-old said he had put them. But on the bright side, the deputies were able to help him locate a second bag of cocaine that he left in the center console, at which they began reading Blackman his rights.
Oh, my
goodness. Now, in the police officer arrest report, he noted that Blackman asked if I knew the cocaine was there. Why did I let him keep talking? And he said, in addition to the bag of cocaine, The deputies also found a crack pipe and crack rock inside the car. He was arrested and charged with resisting an officer without violence for allegedly refusing to follow his commands, possessing drug paraphernalia, and possessing cocaine, which is a felony charge. He was released Monday on $4,000 bond.
I done heard it all now.
But I just got a question. What does that do to me? How that going to reference to you, me? See, it's been to go. It's been to be on GGGB. It's been to be on.
See, Globic, you know, I really would have liked to have heard that 911 call. You know, hello.
Me too.
I need the police. I got a situation going on. So check it out, right? I got my car, right? I got this car. You know, it's my car. You know, this car is my car. You know, my car that I got the key to that car. Somebody done went up in my car. Man, look, they got my money. Hey man, they done got my powder. No, I need my powder. They done got my powder, man. Somebody come help. Look, somebody come help me get my powder. I need somebody ASAP, man. Somebody come and help me. Just somebody help me get my powder, man. That's all I'm saying. I really would like to have seen the 911 operator's face when they got this call. I really.
She probably waving to everybody around her.
Yeah. She was like, okay, hold on, sir. Hey, y'all, look at this. Listen to this fool. Hold on. Yes, sir. What the hell is
that?
That made everybody day.
What does that big guy? What that got to do with me? I don't know why I get mixed up in that.
Hold on.
Do I need the title again?
What was the title?
Special Kind of Stupid.
Okay. I'm going to wait till we get out there. I'm not going to answer that right now. Come. We might
but
be put off.
Globy, check this out. So now I want to know what the conversation was like when he got to jail. You know, you tell everybody else, because, you know, everybody
asks
what
you in for. Yeah, what you in for?
Man, these old janky police, man, done locked me up. Man, I called them because I need some help.
They don't forgot. I called them. I'm the one called.
I'm the one called. I called because I need some help. Man, they're going to lock me up. How am I going to call you for help? You're going to lock me up, man. Well, what you need help with? Man, I had about a quarter pound of coke in the car, man. They kept...
Ooh, Lord. This is too much. I don't know what, you know, I don't know if it's in the water or what. It's too much.
Look, yeah, water going to have me acting that stupid. I don't need to drink no more water. No Dasani, no spring water, no nothing. The gallon jug they buy out, they sell on the counter, I can't buy no more water if it's in the water.
It sounds like something you would go and say with Gossamer News. I knew this. I knew it was going to be something crazy. But you know it too far. Because you say a certain kind of stupid. What that would you say? A special kind of stupid? A certain kind of stupid?
Special kind. This is a stupid of a special
like
kind.
While I'm beating you down. No, don't do that. No, oh, yeah, I forgot I was on that. But anyway, I got this. Go ahead on. You know what? Can I get a song played? Can I read a song? Please go to a song. I want all the way in. That's the song I want, all the way in, because that's how his whole face will be all the way in.
Look.
How you had to laugh on that?
I can't even focus on you, Sister Peppercorn. I'm just trying to understand what made him think the police were gonna come and help him find his dope. I really.
Okay. Oh God. Well,
now
go play all the way.
He probably had done snorted about half a pound of it or something before he made that call.
Yeah, of course he had.
I can't find the rest of it. Somebody done got me. Got to be more careful.
Job, please. Oh, he might be snorted all up and I forgot. But okay, we got to play this song for such a bad because I feel that thing. He shoot that all the way in. You going all the way in. Gospel news for the day. A special kind of, we ain't even going to call that day. But for, made for Christ, they say they're going all the way in. All the
way. When I teach, I go all the way. When I preach, I go all the way. When I pray, I go all the way. When I stand, I go all the way. All the way. I go 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 all the way.
Hold up. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to keep it 100. Ain't no half-stepping, ain't no fearing, ain't no fronting. I go all the way in, cause I know I'm gonna win. Call it cocky, but I'm confident in who my faith is in. Jesus went hard for me, so I go hard for him. Ain't got no time for shaky hearts and minds out on a limb. Cause I stay rooted, I stay grounded, I stay pounding, I stay grinding, I stay rhyming, I stay praying, I stay shining. Radical is what they call me. He died for me, can't beat that with a baseball bat. So call me crazy when I do the most. I bet you do the same if you get touched by that Holy Ghost.
When I teach, I go all the way. When I preach, I go all the way. When I pray, I go all the way. When I stand, I go all the way. All the way. I go all the way.
In my grave, young, fresh, and still say, never scared, I'm so prepared. The devil thinks he's winning here. My squad made here, got to loot. We go hard and speak the truth. I'm never tripping, but we go hard. Got a low chance if we don't know God. All the way in, like I'm playing with the big cars. Better step back, cause I'm shooting like a point guard. Running this race like a Usain. But the thing of death, you don't really know pain. Straight never navigation in my mainframe. Hope to see it, bro. Better catch the next train. I'm going all the way in. M-A-D-E on my tag because I'm fearless, bro. I just think they running it, but they ain't heard about us, though. Step, you better come correct, cause God don't like that disrespect. Imagine standing at the gates and Jesus hits you with reject.
When I teach, I go all the way. When I preach, I go all the way. When I pray, I go all the way. When I stand, I go all the way. All the way. I go 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 all the way.
I'm going all the way, and I'm not gonna never stop. You try to block my blessings, you gon' run into a rock. God gave me strength, God gave me muscle. Try to test me, boy, you will get hustled. I'm putting all my faith in God, better know I trust him. Oh yeah, I'm coming full force, get ready to tussle. I'm floating, taking plans out, making sure I bust him. I'm going all in, chosen,
what?
Get him.
With us combined, hey. That's the bullet two punchline. Hit on the uppercut. How are you getting our guy? Play no games, boy. I don't play no games, boy. Yep. When it comes to me, setting for Christ, I go all the way in, boy. Yep. See the circumstances, adjectives, potential, so antsy. I'm killing you angry spirits, so call me Charles Man. Tell me what it be like. Yeah. Say your name, but you won't show no light.
Yeah. You say you're armed up, but yeah, you will not fight.
You just hype, homeboy, yeah, with no fight. Elder Jones, this is all I know. This is all I know. Oh. You either go all the way in or let it all go. Oh.
They throwing shade at us like we playing dodgeball. But if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Respect the movement, or you just might lose it. Stepping on us is like stepping on the pulpit. Or like bringing a knife to a gunfight with a full clip. The Bible is my pistol, and the word is these hollow tips.
I go all the way. When I preach, I go all the way. When I pray, I go all the way. When I stand, I go all the way.
All the way.
I go all the way.
Going all the way in, like I'm gonna do, Mr. D.
Okay. She said she's going all the way in. Oh, yeah, yeah. I had to throw that in there, though. I had to back that up because I know she was ready. She couldn't wait to get for that to go off so she could get on you, boy.
Ain't nobody studying her.
Mr. D in the house going all the way in, made for Christ. You ain't heard from them in a while. I want to put their new project out. I got to check them out. You know, we have to keep up on our artists that come on Glorious Gospel Vibes. I tell you, we got a list of them getting ready to be a preview, interview, and DVD right here on GGV.
Well, you know, it's important to keep up, you know, check on your people anyway. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you set out on this journey, especially as being an artist, and you know this firsthand, Global, you know, you get a little weary of what you're doing. So you need a little encouragement.
What you talking
Make
about?
Sure they keeping on keeping on. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why I keep on keeping on up on them. So check on them and see if everything's going all right, if their new project getting started or they're working on it, or, you know, just like you say, we get tired and well doing sometimes, you know, because we don't get people to say, you know, good job, or, you know, or I enjoy that it uplifted me, that encouraged me. And that's very important to a gospel artist, if you know other artists, especially gospel artists.
Especially, you know, you know, you're getting your feelings, you know, and if we can, you know, just be transparent for a moment. You know, you're getting your feelings because you ride down the road and you listen to a lot of this stuff on the radio, and you're thinking in your mind, why can't mine be on the radio? Why not my song? You know, why they get their song played on the radio? You know, my song isn't as good as their song. Yeah, I listen to all these songs on the radio. These songs ain't got no anointing in them. And you know,
and they play them over and over and over till it burn in your skull because it's the same vocalist, the same artist on a regular.
Well,
like
it's in high rotation. That's the correct term. You know, it's in high rotation.
It's a click. That's what she said. It's a click. That's what it is. Ain't no high rotation. It's click.
You know. You know who I got to meet so I can get my song on the radio. I want the world to hear me. You know, let the world hear
what
God gave me.
Preach.
So, you know, we all need to be encouraged. And whatever it is we're doing, you know, we still need to be encouraged as we get, you know, we get weak. Amen.
Oh, Lord. See, that's why you got to pray. You got to pray hard and keep praying and tell God, let that door open up for us and I say us because I'm included, because it's hard out here on this road of gospel. And I'm talking about gospel music, period.
Well, it's hard on this road, period.
Yeah, but when your only calling that you know is to sing gospel music, and you don't know what else to do. I mean, you can get out there and you can sing some R&B any day. Everybody at the door.
Yeah.
Same voice, same beautiful voice, same whatever. You sing some R&B, they want to book you everywhere, put you in everything.
So, so I can add to that comment, staying encouraged and keep on pushing without compromising.
Right, because can't compromise. That's the only thing. But people will do it because they say, well, you know, this song could cross over. Cross over where?
Yeah.
You know, they want to be on the R&B station too.
Well, and just talking to some artists, you know, in the past, I've learned, you know, I don't want to come across judgmental because you never know what their story is, why they crossed over, why they did what they did. I mean, we could easily sit here and say, well, it was for the money or whatever, but we don't really know their story is. Yeah, we really don't know what their story is. All we can do is go by, you know, like you had whatever your story was when you were singing, whatever you were singing. You know what I mean?
Well, I wasn't saved back then, see. I mean, no, I wasn't. It's called gather up now. I wasn't
getting saved. That was
your
story.
I won't compromise. I try not to compromise, you know what I'm saying? With the stories, a lot of people, most people, I'm going to put it like this. I'm kind of stuttering. Most artists, when they compromise, sometimes it's financial things going on.
Yeah.
and they've been offered some finances to do such and such and such and such. But I've been offered some finances to open up my recording studio to some rappers, and they were really desperate. They just said, we'll pay you this, we'll pay you that. But I told them I can't compromise because I know what was going to come out of their mouths. They weren't gospel rappers. They were, you know, that was hip-hop, right. Just hip-hop. And they're going to be some cussing and all kind of stuff going on. And I told them, I said, just can't compromise. I've dedicated my singing career in the studio to singing and talking about Jesus Christ. And I'm not
well,
coming. Y'all not been coming here talking about every woman. Y'all know. No, that ain't going to happen.
Well, then, too, you don't want nobody bring dope in there and then have to call the police to help them come find it.
Oh, yeah. That didn't even cross my mind because I wish we ain't even going to go there. You know what? That's him. Seminary Plus. Seminary Plus. That's him. Oh, Lord. I need to reach back because I got an oldie but goodie song. I'm going to have to bring it to the forefront because, see. Who
missed
something? I'm gonna reach back and get it. I know what prayer can do. And since I know what prayer can do.
James
Bigham in the house. Yeah. I know what prayer can do. I gotta do that.
Power. Wonder what power. to withstand the fiery darts of Satan's power. You can't fight Satan in the flesh. You've got to have on some spiritual armor. Power! Power! If you pray and pray fervently.
Power, baby. Power, power in the house right here. Woo-hoo! I know
power.
What prayer can do. You need some power.
Power.
You know
power.
We say power.
Power.
That's
power
what prayer can do, baby. Oh, yes, sir. Well, look here. We got inspiration quarter coming up. I'm going to do a little inspiration thing. I'm telling you, I'm going to bring y'all uplift and encourage you all today. And I tell you right here, on fulfilling your destiny right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Stay tuned right here. I know everybody doing having a beautiful, beautiful evening here, right here on this beautiful Sunday. But, you know, today I just want to like to touch bases on fulfilling your destiny. Fulfilling it, what is destiny? Let me let y'all know what destiny is. Simply put, it is your appointed future. Our destiny is what God has predetermined us to be and to become in his divine will. You know, sometimes we wonder when we read scriptures about men and women of the Bible that they miss their destinies. For God has chosen a destined work or ministry for each and every one of us. But some men and women of the Bible ended up aborting his plan. They started out right. They started performing in their calling. But in the end, they died in shame and ruin, missing God's destiny for their lives. Wow. Now, why was this? We will not compare ourselves to those in the Old Testament. Why? Because God has done an entirely new thing in the New Testament. He no longer measures our destiny as he did under the Old Covenant. Their life has nothing to do with our destiny since the cross of Jesus Christ. At the cross, God gathered up all the individual destinies of mankind into one purpose and place, and he placed them all in his dear son, Jesus. And now if you don't believe me, you can look that up in Ephesians 1, chapter 10, verse. It says, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. God gathered all our destinies in Jesus. Paul also goes on to say in Ephesians 1, 4 through 6, according to he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved. God has only one purpose for us in this time, and that is to come into the adoption of Jesus Christ, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory. So, in this year, in this coming year that's coming, remember that your destiny is to be an adopted child of God, our Heavenly Father, through his son Jesus, the Christ. And from this time forward, so that the devil will have no more claim on you, I am one day looking forward to meeting all of you, all of our listeners, all of the people of the world that have taken the path of adoption. Our paths just may cross one day. Get it crossed.
Sweatless Journeys, people, thank you so much for going in and listening to Glorious Gospel Vibes and fulfilling your destiny, because we are blessed.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Yolanda Adams.
I
I hope you know I'm getting out of your house.
I hope you know. Look, I'm sitting outside your house. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you when you pull up. I'm gonna be out here.
Globy, y'all get mad at me because I just told what was evident.
How you sitting outside is how you sitting. Boy, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray real. I'm going to pray for you. That's what prayer can do, okay, James? I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to work on that. But
you sitting outside
my
house, look. Sitting outside my house, I got a special kind of BB gun for you.
That ain't going to work for Sister Vandy. You're going to have to come better than this piece of card by that real bullet. And you know this. And you know this. We get ready to get off the air. You better go. You better run home. Run on home quick.
Yeah, yeah. I can't use BB gun. You know, you're taking down cattle. You got to use that. Use the real stuff.
Run on home. I'm waiting on you. Anyway, we thank all y'all for coming. Listen to our glorious gospel. Bye. We'll see you back here next Sunday, same time, same place, right here, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, you listen to the 2019 Blog Talk Speaker Broadcasters of the Year right here. Don't forget it.
Yes, sir.
You'll be back.
2 years
right
in a
row. What you talking about? We going to do this. You all have a blessed week. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do.
Change our tone, we're gonna tell it.